100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. This is weekly challenge number 267, where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. The topic this week was ocean. So how about I shut up and get right to it? The first story this week is by Sea Raven, a new challenger to these here parts. Sea Raven, what have you got for us? Spin us a tale, me matey.
Hiking on the ocean is beautiful. After we set up camp at the end of a day, I went to gather wood for the fire. Be careful, said the scoutmaster. I listened to him about as much as I ever did. I walked along the path, gathering wood. Rounding a bush, I almost ran into a black bear 5 feet away. We stared at each other. Then we turned and ran in opposite directions. That night, as I lay there, I knew every sound I heard was that bear looking for me, even the waves crashing on the sand.
Thank you, Sea Raven. And I hope you'll come back over and over and over, because I like that one. Didn't you? If only there was some sort of poll thingy where people could show their appreciation for other stories. Unfortunately, I'm having trouble with poll hosts and the apps, and they keep updating it and updating it. Oh, right, comments! You can leave comments in the post up on the site. Say, hey, I like that one. Hey, that was good. Hey, I'd rewrite this one. Hey, stop rewriting my stories. Hey! Okay, well, let's not fight everyone. Instead, let's go ahead and listen to one from Guard13007. I'm sure if I turn that upside down, that would spell something. I used to like playing with calculators and such. Oh, well, here's the guard with their story.
Hello, this is Guard13007, that person that showed up for one challenge and disappeared forever again. Well, I'm back for the ocean challenge. Could there ever be such a wonderful thing as the sea? The poem died after that, a stupid grin on my face. The ocean was so lovely. But I still couldn't come up with a poem to encapsulate its wonders. I walked down the street to the heavy wall blocking the beach from the city. Too bad I could never find a way around it. Every time there was a way, the bodies showed the way to close it, and they always closed it quickly. Someday I will make it. I will get around to see the monsters for myself.
Thank you, guard, and thank you for coming back. And thank you for using your voice, because now we can send the lawn gnomes after you. Aw. What? The midget broke all the lawn gnomes? Oh, no. Now I'm going to have to get new ones. No. Don't accuse me of being wasteful and not gluing them back together. He smashed them up really good. I don't want to waste time with that. Let somebody make more. This is modern society, and manufacturing of things that we could otherwise repair drives the economy and the environment into the ground. Oh, sorry, let's not get all environmental and such. That's right. Next up is a story by Tom. I want to thank him first, then I will thank him after the story. I like thanking people. It makes me feel good. How does it make you feel? I don't know, but let's hear about Danny Ocean from Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called Rollo Tomasi. Danny Ocean was cool. Well, actually, Frank Sinatra was cool. Here's a man who pretty much puts Las Vegas on the map, and he makes a movie about robbing said city. Talk about biting the hand that feeds you. That's cool. Even the remake with George Clooney's Danny Ocean was cool. America has this love affair with heist films. We can't resist the man with a plan. My personal favorite was Maximilian Schell in the Danny Ocean role with a plan to rob the top copy museum. What's cool about every iteration of Danny Ocean is the plan does them in.
Thank you, Tom. That was hip and cool. Wait, now hold on. That one goes there, and that one's there. You see, I assemble the template in WordPress. I move the sound files over into its own folder, and then I've got an email. Email is the best presentation for looking at the stories, even though I've copied the text of the stories. I should write down the process so you know how screwed up I am. And then someone who's in, like, management consulting can go, for $10,000, I'll teach you how to do this even better. And it's like, okay. By the way, I am drinking coffee. Kahlua coffee, a little bit of skim milk. Normally I do, like, some sort of hazelnut coffee. And then I put in Bailey's. That way my walk goes really smooth. So, or it's iced tea I drink. But it's usually not coffee. Usually I'm too lazy. By the time I'm thinking, oh, I'd better have some coffee, I've already got this stupid thing done. Oh, did I call this thing stupid? I meant pointless. All right. No, it's not pointless. Especially to our newcomer, Kyle. Okay, do I use it? See, Daniel W. is okay with his last name being used, so what I usually do is say Kyle, and then you can fill in the blank, you know, in the comments or whatever, and say, yeah, it's okay. Or in your next story that you send in, hint, 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 say, send in more stories, you can say, no, it's perfectly okay to use my last name. And it's like, all right. Or you come up with a pseudonym and say, no, you weren't supposed to use Kyle. You were supposed to use Smith, the space pirate. So, how do you walk the plank in space, anyway? Maybe that could be a topic one day. Oh, so here's Kyle's story. I'll shut up now.
I fell over the side of the boat and felt the cool ocean water embrace me. Beneath me, I saw a sea turtle. He gestured for me to follow. I swam down. The water rushed by like wind over my skin. I couldn't believe how fast I was going. My hands felt weird. I saw that there were web membranes forming between my fingers. My feet stretched, and my toes became flippers. I felt calm. I sped along and saw the turtle beside me. Our eyes met, and I remembered my old friend. I exhaled bubbles. And I could breathe.
Thank you, Kyle. Now, that... There are people that think that microfiction, if you make it short enough, it's indistinguishable from poetry. I think there is a difference, but that one, if read correctly, and I don't know if I got close to that, but if it were read by someone, you know, I'd do the Second Life thing, a Persephone Phoenix reading it, or a Morg Millen, one of those folks, I think they could take it to there. Mariner Trilling, he might read a little much as prose. He could probably pull it off. I don't know if I made it. I don't know. How did you think about that one, Kyle? And if you like that, send in more, and I'll give it a shot. And if you didn't like it, you can, you know, stick your fingers in yours and go, I do, Brenda, here I am wrecking my pieces. I'm going to go to Drabblecast. You know, you can send that one to Drabblecast, I think. I think Norm would, you know, unless, you know, I could sense my old friend, and then I ate him, you know, that kind of thing. He wants some sort of sick twist ending. We don't do sick twist endings here, ever. Ever. All right. Speaking of sick twist endings, how about one from Zach Man? Let's see what he's got up his sleeve. A ferret. There's a ferret up his sleeve. Okay, maybe not.
Martin was in the middle of the ocean, which was really weird since there has been no ocean in North Dakota for thousands of years. He saw a square ship. Thankfully, someone threw him a rope and pulled him out of the water. On the deck, an older man asked, "Have you seen my son?" Another said, Beware of, Martin asked, the one-legged man? Don't be silly, boy. Beware of the hairy mango. What sort of ship is this? A uniformed man said, Hello, I am Captain Cayenne. I am afraid you're stuck in a story arc.
Stuck in a story. Thank you, Zach, man. By the way, the phrase, the hairy mango, Matthew Sanborn Smith just finished a whole month of his crazy, wacky stories, and he doesn't just, you know, template it up in the beginning and the end. He makes his beginnings, you know, his intros and his welcomes, and he makes his credits and his legalese interesting every time. And I strongly urge you to check out BewareTheHairyMango.com, and there are like 80 episodes there. Listen to every one of them. If you don't want to listen, if you don't go from episode 1 to episode 80 and go, yeah, and like light a whole bunch of cigarettes or firecrackers, tell me I'm completely full of crap. Duh. So, anyway, I just, wait, did I missed one, didn't I? Oh, Lord. You know, I put these in order, and I say, I'm going to go do this one, I'm going to go do that one, and sometimes I miss one. Oh, Lord. So, my apologies to TJ. Hold on. What I can do is I can cover up my tracks. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take TJ and snip from there, and then paste into there, and then I'm going to go to TJ's story in the main body, and that last one was by Zach Mann. So we paste that to there, and now I can edit out all of my hand-wringing and just say, okay, here we go. Hey, that was a great story. Okay, now we've got one from TJ. This is going to be great. I'm glad that he got this one in right after Zach Mann did. I think they're going to fall for it. Okay, this one's by TJ, and it's the third episode in his series, Leverage. So here, Martin is doing the thing in the spy, in the teen spy. Yeah. Maybe Martin will uncover the fact that I fucked up.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where I haven't completely floated away yet in all our spring flooding. And this is the third installment of my Teenage Spy series. It's called Mission the Third, Leverage. More than simple surveillance, Martin knew that part of being a spy is learning leverageable information. So it was with this dark motive he targeted Chelsea Ocean, a senior. The mission he set for himself was to discover intimate knowledge of her person, and threatened to tell a geek, so the geek would then seem to have intimate knowledge of her person. He installed the video transmitter in the broken towel dispenser in the girls' locker room. Mission failure when the gym mistress, Miss Harch, stood in front of that dispenser. However, he did learn Miss Harch enjoyed watching the girls shower.
Naughty gym teacher. Now I'm looking forward to what happens in the next episode. Thank you, TJ. Hold on, I gotta get a little schmutz off of the screen here. This is the worst thing about laptops. You fold the screen over on your keyboard, and if you're like eating a gigantic noodle curry, it gets all over the keys, and then you've got a big mess, and then Oh, I got rid of the, you know those gestures that you do on your trackpads? And the two-finger thing, the zoom and the that? I had to turn that off on mine, because it was messing up the trackpad's ability to function as a trackpad. Don't you hate it when they add features like that and it messes up a product's ability to do what it's supposed to? It's like, okay, we're going to make it a car, but it also can fly. But, you know, every now and then you'll have steering problems and fallen off a bridge. This is why I don't buy lemons from Aperture Science. It'll burn your house down. Speaking of burning your house down, you are going to be so thrilled at this story by Daniel. Well, hopefully you won't burn your house down. That's kind of silly. Anyway, Daniel Worthington, who said it's okay to use his last name, says, all right. By the way, speaking of names, if you have a Second Life account, I do readings every Wednesday, but also I post, like, spam to a whole bunch of writing groups and say, hey, we got this writing. And I list out all the avatars who have submitted stories for this. So I'm going to go ahead and do that after that. Then I'm going to do my walk. But I'm not going to do that until I'm waiting on Steven the Nuclear Man. And I don't want to, you know, post up without his story in here, because, like, he always has fun, and I don't want to rush it. And it's not like there's a deadline. You know, Saturday at midnight, I say that on the thing, but it's like, you know, I don't have to post it immediately. You know, it doesn't take half an hour for these things to render into MP3 format anymore. It only takes a few minutes. So what I can do is get this show almost ready, and then go for my walk, and then come back, and Steven the Nuclear Man's story will be here. I'll send a note saying, no, I've decided to pass on this one. I'm writing one for Escape Pod this week. And I'll be like, oh, cool, all right, yeah, man. And then he'll post that up there, and then I'll get it done real quick, and it'll be fast. It's not like you're waiting on this to do your groceries. Is Caleb still listening? He isn't talking to me, isn't he? I'm sorry, Caleb, whatever I did, I'm so sorry. Okay, no one believes that. Here's Daniel.
Atlantis Returns by Daniel Worthington. As it turned out, it wasn't global warming that caused the ocean levels to rise. It was the return of Atlantis. The reappearance of the continent caused tsunamis and flooding along both coasts of the Atlantic Ocean. Yes, yes, we know that, the senator snapped. Your expedition was to find out how and why Atlantis returned. According to the Atlanteans, every 5 millennia, a continent is set adrift through the multiverse, hopping from one dimension to the next at random intervals. When it returned, another takes its place. I hesitated a moment before delivering the bad news. North America is next.
North America is next. Oh, my God. All right. Stop listening to the podcast. Everybody run. Run. Run for the hills. Ah. That would be kind of fun if one of these days I take every single story 100% seriously and just go frickin' nuts. I need to do that when drunk. Maybe I can put something in my coffee. Oh, that's good stuff. This is Kahlua coffee. I picked it up from World Market, and I was just going in there to pick up some Nutella, because Keiko Takamura was tweeting about, I just ate a whole jar of Nutella, and it's like, okay, a jar of Nutella is like $4 or $5, but if you get the individual packs, which are $1, you only eat the individual packs, so it's a lot less. So yeah, if you add up all the individual packs, your Nutella costs like $20 or $30 a jar, but you only eat one pack at a time, as opposed to consuming the entire jar, because you have no willpower. I have no willpower. I have absolutely no willpower. Willpower? Gone. I was like, you know, the doctor slapped me. Yeah, what's that? Willpower. He doesn't need any of that crap. Throw it away. Oh, and here, get a knife. We're going to, you know, take care of this. So, a little TMI. Anyway, one of these days, no willpower at all. This is why I don't have pizza, you know, frozen pizza. This is why I don't have any breadstuffs, although she's got, you know, a loaf of white bread. Not wheat bread. No, has to eat the white bread, has to eat the light, drink the light beer, has to have the boring tea. Me, I like interesting tea and interesting coffee. And I'm going to go refill my cup while you listen to the grand return of Terrazabyte, Dr. Fricker, Dr. Love, the Love Tea, Mr. Tea, Vince Glortho. What name is he using this week? Let's find out. Welcome back, Vince. We missed you.
SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida is home to Bob and Tony, the smartest dolphins in the world. Yesterday, a famous oceanographer was testing his latest device that interprets the dolphins' clicks and squeaks into an audible speech that we all can understand. This device confirmed Bob and Tony's true intelligence.
Hey, Sly, why do you think they keep calling us Bob and Tony? Not sure, Floppy Finn. They're not the brightest of species that we've had the opportunity to train. Now for this training session, let's work on getting them to climb a ladder over our pool and serve us dinner.
Thank you, Floppy Finn. I don't know what name to call you every week. By the way, this is an open, this is putting you on the spot, so of course I'm going to do this. Solstice? It's solstice, right? Not equinox? Solstice. Want to do something for solstice, dude? I want to do something for solstice. I just want to do, I don't know what. Something in the park. If you're feeling up to it, I think it's a Tuesday or a Wednesday or close to it or the 22nd. I could just, bag the stories and then, music. Everyone can just sit around, groove in the park, lag the sim, that kind of thing. Cool thing. I don't know. We'll see. However you feel. Maybe we can get Leslie. She's been gone so long, I don't even know her last name anymore. Buy this house. It's been so long. Thank you. And, whatever your name is this week. And we have another new challenger this week. We're just getting all sorts of new challengers in. This one is from Monroe Jigsaw. This is cool. We're getting, and yes, he is an SLer, and I'm putting him in. I've already written it out. I have a template for this. 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge 267. This week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge offers up stories from SLC Raven Raymaker, Monroe Jigsaw, Nova Joe Parkin, and Crap Mariner, among others. You can listen to the website, and I put it there. And I can edit it. I can put in Uriel Wheeler if he shows up. You see? That's how it works. It's all template driven. It's all templates. That's how I get this all done so quickly. Maybe sometimes I do it too quickly. I should put some care and production values into it and use Levelator and get rid of the noise in the background. Put in some music while I'm typing, or maybe even put in the typing sound. Nah, that takes effort. Anyway, here's Monroe Jigsaw. Welcome to the podcast, welcome to the challenge, and welcome upon your magical socks.
The Ocean of Ideas. The Ocean of Ideas is a rocky one. Rolling waves and cresting swells of ideas and concepts churn the deep fathoms of the subconscious. However, reality is a seagull that pecks you in the head, distracting you from this Poseidon roller coaster. I swatted the gull away and got hit starboard side by an idea for a story. I almost capsized. I altered my course and pointed the prow of my boat towards the glistening horizon, determined to master this ocean of ideas. It was only then I saw a friend was by in his clockwork speedboat. Ah, damn it. Splash.
Cool. Thank you, Monroe. Now you're tempting me to rip out the little swirly, toxic waste thing in the back of those boats and put the wind-up keys again. I can't decide if I want wind-up keys there or a swirly thing, or I don't know anymore. Maybe I'll reduce it. I never see more than three people in it. Maybe I'll reduce it to three seats, and then, because I have it set for five seats now. I don't know. What should I do? Put in the comments. I don't know. Have a poll, and then no one will fill up the poll. No one ever fills up. If you want the polls back, leave a comment. Say, I want the polls back. Don't just put in your email to me when you submit the story. Put in the comments. I want to see 10, 20, 100 comments. 1,000. I'm so envious of all those people with comments. I just want comments. Not the spam one either. Stupid FreeSoft. That was really informative. Pfft, robots. We all hate robots. Hate them. Thank you, Monroe. Next up is Norval Joe. Yep, it's Norval Joe. He was trying to get Chivalry Bean to send in a story. No, Justin is too busy with all that, raising children thing. They're going to turn out crazy anyway. I mean, look at the world. Might as well at least leave them a few stories. Then they can tell stories around the fires, around the collapse of our civilization. Or translate them into Chinese for our new masters from the original Japanese. Oh, sorry. Here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge, number 267, with a prompt of ocean. It's already after midnight here in California, so it's way later in Texas. I'm hoping to get this done before Lawrence gets up for the morning. I went to BayCon last weekend, had a really good time, was only able to spend one day, and I actually attended a session on the introduction to podcasting, because that's the only podcasting one they had while I was there, and put in a plug for the weekly challenge for a lot of these people to learn how to use their microphone and mixer and all that kind of editing stuff. So also Marion Rich from emsbox.com was on the panel, and she also put in a plug for the weekly challenge and really spoke highly of Lawrence. I don't know how she knows you, maybe Second Life or something. But here's my story. Kelp swayed back and forth as the dark green water rose and fell among the pilings of the pier. "You can't talk to me, Skip," Furuncula whispered. "You know my dad will flip if he sees us together." "Well, run away with me," Skip said, with unhindered enthusiasm. "Forget Daddy and come explore the oceans with me." "You know I can't do that," Furuncula said. "I'm a barnacle, and you're plankton. Besides, I don't love you." She must have seen the stricken look in his beady eyes. "Don't be sad," she said. "There are plenty of fish in the sea." Okay, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Oh, cool! First off, thank you, Norval Joe. But cool, you met Emerin Rich. You can see her on Twitter, EMZBOX. And she also does horror tales. And she sometimes records them in Second Life. There's a thing there on Book Island. And every now and then I send in, like, if I ever write, like, a creepy one, which I never do, I send those to her. And she's like, okay, you have one on a theme that's kind of creepy? And sometimes I like to throw a curveball and make them a sweet one. But usually I make them sick and twisted. And a little too. But great! Cool, you met her. Oh, she is. She's kind of a little... But, man, one of these days I'm going to go to one of these convention things and, like, actually meet people. I've never gone to a... Okay, maybe I went to... No, I didn't go to that one. But I never really went to any of the podcast ones. I don't consider myself one of the cool kids. I'm just, like, you know, I write and I do, and then 6 years later, it's like, what have I done with my life? You know, I don't network. I don't kiss butt. I just, you know, I do. And then if I'm friendly, I'm like, okay, hey, that's great. Or, oh, God, more crap from C.C. Chapman. God, Boston marketers. I mean, come on. Stop teaching me how to do this stuff and actually do it. You know, the ones who get all the traffic are the ones like, okay, I'll teach you how to do it. And it's like, ooh, everybody, this guy's teaching you how to do it. And it's like echo chamber. And it's like, why don't you just do it and enjoy? Well, this will be how you're successful. Look at me, how I'm successful, teaching people how to be successful. The way to be successful is to teach people how to be successful. Then no one's actually doing it. Oh, God, I'm yelling again. Get more fresh coffee. Coffee is bad for me. I need to get some more of that. Do we have one more story? Oh, we do have one more story. And by the way, if you're listening to this for the first time, yes, I complain this much, and I bitching and confuses. Go to the daily stories, and they're template-driven, and then this is one where I just, you know, blah, 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 blah. Oh, God, shut up already. Just present the stories. So that's what I'm going to do. Finally. Okay, let's see if I get this right. Paisi Tan, who is, God, I hope I pronounced that right. Paisi the Wannabe, or Paisi, or the Wannabe. There, the wannabewanderers.wordpress.com. So, the Wannabe, first time here, a humble little story. It's not too late. It's not too late at all. This one arrived, like, in 5 in the morning. I was just waking up, and this is, oh, crap, I feel like going to sleep again. All the cats are on the bed, by the way, so I need to get a photo of them. So, at least they were an hour ago. They probably still are. They're cats. They sleep. Nardo hasn't barfed for a few days, so that's good. Poor guy. Oh, well. Now that I've got you in the mood for excitement, here's the Wannabe. And welcome to the podcast. We've got lots of newcomers this week. This is great. I guess that Baycon thing worked. Hey, who's going to another convention? Maybe I'll pay for a breakfast or something. Or, a hooker. Or roller skates.
She sighed. The sight. A patch of blue embellished with tiny sparkling jewels of sunshine that twinkled like stars in the heat. A cloud of white stretching across the sky to form that parallel in the distance that never ceased to grow. As a child, she would watch it shimmer as she worked to bury her feet in the sand. She would lie on her back with her eyes closed as she willed for the salty waves to take her far away. But as the waters turned redder, and herself older, she realized that it was never going to happen.
Thank you, the Wanderer. Because I'm not going to try to mispronounce her name again. If you could only just say it, just go, Pacey, or PC, or something like that. I don't want to make assumptions. I should just start over again. Start over from the beginning of the show. That way nobody knows that I'm not sure. Usually I'm so confident and I just say authoritatively, this is your name. And then, Fricker changes his name again. So, Stephen the Nuclear Man hasn't sent in his story yet. What do I do? Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Planet Z record his story and then... I'm going to put this in drafts mode. I'm going to go for my walk. I'm going to go to Whole Foods, pick up some cucumber. I think I need cucumber. I already got limes yesterday. I really want some Golden Delicious apples. I get all Roma apples and Golden Delicious and Jana Gold. And I like getting all kinds and Fuji apples. So those are good. And I like getting different apples. And I go to all sorts of different grocery stores because there's Central Market. And there's... Whole Foods, and there's Kroger, where the midget steals my groceries, and H-E-B, and there's a Sam's Place nearby, and there's a Costco nearby, and there's a Rice Epicurean nearby, and a Randall's. So that's like 7 different places, mega grocery stores. 7. Do you think they're all fighting over West University? I think so. So, I'm in a pretty dense area here. And, if one of these were actually downtown, man, could they clean up. But then nobody lives downtown. But then people would want to stop by there on the way home from work so that they can get groceries, wait for traffic to die down, and then travel. That's the logic I would use. Maybe open it up in the afternoons. I don't know. But what I do know is that Stephen the Nuclear Man has sent in his story, and so with no further ado, or duh, or day, or yeah, here he is.
My apologies, I had some internet difficulties this morning. Luckily, I don't have ebook difficulties, because as you may have noticed on the sidebar of my website, I now have an ebook on how to make ebooks, specifically EPUBs. Anywho, point being, things have been vaguely chaotic this morning. But I wrote this story a while back, and I wanted to mention briefly that I was thinking of Roger Zelazny and the doors of his eyes and the lamps of his mouth, which is a really interesting classic SF story. The oceans of Venus slip over my head. Finally, I can breathe properly again. Raina slides into the thick atmosphere to my right. Her shape, like mine, resembles the long cylinder of a porpoise. Radar and telemetry keep us together despite the waves and currents of the thick atmosphere. I remember the fiction of my father's youth. It's like the orbital elevator ships are fishing, I commode. Her right eye fixes on me. Only thing to fish in or in this hellhole is us. A flick of her tail sends her toward base. I still watch out for Venusian Kraken.
Cool. Thank you, Stephen, and thank you for getting that in. I went for a walk. I picked up some stuff from Whole Foods. I came back, and boom, there it was. So, very cool. And if anyone's running late out there, I'll just, you know, get things almost done and then go for my walk and then edit it in and finally throw Planet Z at you like I'm doing right now. Aren't you glad?
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's what your teachers would like you to believe. Worthless rubbish. He never went there with his first three expeditions. Too cowardly. Instead, he paid off the harbor master, and he was ferried out to the ship before it docked. By the time the fourth voyage was ready to set out, Columbus wanted to see all the wonders of the New World with his own eyes, instead of relaying them secondhand from his explorers and sailors. Bad idea. Stranded in Jamaica for a year, his men told him, "No more voyages, you incompetent fool!"
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about ocean. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff, until next week when the topic will be toxic. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.